The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
Share a thought which actually very new perspective for me. Just the last 24 hours, but I think it's very far-reaching in terms of appreciating the benefit that we could gain from the Pesach experience, the Seder and everything that it represents to us, and the appreciation of life. You know, ultimately, people who appreciate life appreciate Hashem's chesed, the blessings and benefits that we have, and don't take them for granted. Those are people that have a life. They can be happy, you know. They can enjoy. They can feel comfortable. They can be content. They're not always complaining about everything. They have so much. We all have so much. But sometimes we just don't appreciate it. We take it for granted. We don't pay attention. You know, even the biggest gifts in the world, we, after a while, all right, 2 weeks, it's still a novelty. But, you know, after that, it wears off. And so anything that we could do to appreciate life better can be a tremendous benefit for us. So I found a Sipurnu in Tehillim on the Perek Kuf, that's Mizmor L'Soido, Horiyu L'Hashem Kol Oretz, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha Bo'u L'Fonav Birnonu. So I just want to share with you the upshot of what he says. At the end he says, Du Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Hu Asonu, Bo'u Shor B'Soido, Chatzeroysim B'Shilo, Hoidu Lo'i Boruch Hu Shmoy, Ki Tov Hashem Lo'i Lom Chasto. He talks about praise Hashem, and he says there, praise Hashem for all of the good that He does for the world. Praise Hashem for the good that He does to us. And the Dor V'Dor Emunosoi, He is ne'emon to continue doing chesed. That's why He created the world, and that's what He does. But at the beginning of that kapitel, He tells us how you're able to appreciate the chesed. He says, we're only able to appreciate the chesed Hashem when we have simcha in the Malchus Shemayim. In other words, we rejoice in the fact that He has obligated us in the performance of His mitzvahs, and that He has chosen us to be His special people. And it seems very strange. Like, can I enjoy life just with the blessings of life? I have so much. Hashem gives me so much, and I can appreciate it, and I thank Him for it, and I express that appreciation, and my life is so rich with all of the chesed that Hashem does. It seems from the Sipurnu that unless I have this simcha in Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim that I appreciate, I'm so happy that I serve Hashem. I'm so happy that He obligated me and burdened me with Taryag mitzvahs and the, he says, V'Hashem he'amir choloi la'om, that He chose us to be a people, and He even says there, not in my own merit, just because He wanted to choose us, just because we serve Him b'simcha. If I don't have that appreciation of the privilege of serving Hashem and doing His mitzvahs, I can't enjoy His chesed. It seems very, very strange. Like, you know, people, let's say I have no mitzvahs. Let's say I don't do mitzvahs. Let's say I'm not interested in mitzvahs. Let's say I don't know anything about the mitzvahs. Let's say I do the mitzvahs. I'm not so happy doing it. But I'm happy with all the chesed He gives me. What does one thing have to do with the other? And it occurred to me that there's a very profound connection. And that is, unless I'm comfortable with the Malchus Shemayim, with the role as a servant, as an eved to Hashem, and to be obligated to do His mitzvahs, I don't want to pay attention to His chesed. I don't want to think about His chesed. I don't want to thank Him for His chesed, because that's too obligating. That's too beholding. I'll owe Him too much. I don't want to owe anybody. It seems that in order to appreciate chesed, we have to be willing to have obligation. because chesed obligates. You do me so much, and I'm not going to do what you asked me to do. You do me so much, and I'm not going to, out of just sheer appreciation, to reciprocate by doing your mitzvahs. It doesn't make any sense. And therefore, a person who isn't comfortable with his responsibilities and obligations in the observance of the mitzvahs, he can't focus and allow himself to appreciate all of the kindness that Hashem does, which means that unless a person is comfortable, is sameach, he says, it's ivdu es Hashem besimcho, that it has to be an avodas Hashem and a kibol malchus shamayim besimcho, and it has to be ato b'chartonu mikolo amim, that I rejoice in that. If I don't have that, if I'm not ready to appreciate besimcho the responsibilities that he gives me, then I won't be able psychologically to allow myself to enjoy his chesed, because it'll be too costly, it'll be too obligating. It's going to obligate me to do things, and I'm not comfortable with doing it. Which means that we have to find, if we want to enjoy life, just enjoy life, just appreciate his chesed, we have to find the way to have simcha in his relationship with us, in the fact that he chose us, in the privilege of doing mitzvahs. And therefore I thought that it's appropriate, you know, it's before Pesach, and this is really, Pesach is the yisod of Kabbalah Somalchus Shamayim. The Brisker Rav says, a very poshut thing though, that the reason Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the third parsha of Krishma, is together with the Kabbalah Somalchus Shamayim, is because Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is really Kabbalah Somalchus Shamayim. He took us out of Mitzrayim. We were avodim there. He took us out, and we appreciate it. And we appreciate it, and we express that appreciation by asking him, why did you take us out? What was the purpose? What did you want? What was your intention? Ah, your intention was that we become your people, the Ato b'chartonu mikol ha'amim, and that we serve you and you give us the mitzvahs, then that obligates us to do it. So Yetzias Mitzrayim really is the yisod of our obligation. And if we can figure out how to be mekabel the malchus shamayim besimcha, then we really have the formula for appreciating all the chesed that Hashem does. And if we can't, if we don't have that sense, we won't be able to appreciate anything. Now, let's not think that kabbalah so malchus shamayim is easy, because the truth of the matter is it's very difficult. Nobody wants to be beholden. Everybody wants to be free. I am a servant, I am a slave, I am obligated. In fact, many say that that's why that we had to come from avdus in Mitzrayim lecherus. Had we not been avodim, we might not have been able to accept the avdus, the responsibility of serving Hashem, because, you know, you take a free person, you tame him, you know, like you can't tie him down. But no, anyway, you know, listen, we see the alternative was not better, it was much worse, so we're more capable of doing it. That's besides the point, but it's very difficult. As a beautiful Ramban, he brings a mechilta. We say Onoichi Hashem Elokecho v'lo yilecho. So the Ramban says, he brings a mechilta, says Moshe l'melech. A melech comes to a city, and the people come out and they say, Melech, gzeir aleinu gzeiros, make laws for us, melech. We want to be your servants, we want you to make laws for us. So the melech answers, Im malchusi hi atem mekablim heich tekaimu gzeroisai. If you don't accept me as melech, how do you think you're going to keep my laws? And the question is obvious. They just asked him to make the laws. What do you mean if we don't accept you as melech? We beg you, please make laws for us. We're asking you to be the melech. And it seems that the pshat is like this. He says, you can't be mekabel the malchus shamayim when you're focused on all of the laws. It's too difficult. First, you have to be mekabel the melech. You're the melech. What does that mean? Nothing. Just you're not telling us to do anything. You're the melech. Okay. Now, once we accepted you as the melech, it becomes easier. I accepted the melech. Now I have to listen to him. And that's what he says. Onoichi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzisicho me'eretz Mitzrayim. I took you out of Mitzrayim. No sweat. No obligation. You know, for free. Now, lo yilecho. after you realize what I've done for you, who I am, you are mekabel the malchus shemayim in the abstract, before you were focused on how difficult it is, now you could listen. But if we know b'shas we're mekabel the malchus shemayim, how difficult it is, it's very hard to be mekabel the malchus shemayim. So we see what? Yeah, it's not true. It's very. It has to be. It's a very difficult thing. Okay. So now. So what? So how do we reach this? We have this thesis here that if a person can feel the simcha in his responsibilities to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he can appreciate all of the chesed of life. But otherwise, it'll interfere with him, and he won't be able to allow himself to appreciate it because it's too burdensome, the responsibility. So how do we get to this Kabbalah so Malchus Shamayim B'Simcha? The truth of the matter is, if we think about it, the system of Torah, and it hurts me so much that so many people learn and they yeshivas and they learn information, they know a lot, but they don't seem to focus on this. The system of Torah, of creation, is really a very simple system. What's it all about? What's it all about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't need us, didn't need a world, was lacking nothing, continues to lack nothing, and after the whole creation is finished with all of its modern day invention and technology, it doesn't add anything to him or to his world. And we're beginning to see that today too, but that's besides the point. Only Olam Chesed Yibone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has one agenda. He wants to do Chesed. That's his mahus, that's his nature, that's his essence, that's what he's about. Created a world, created human beings, created pleasure. The Yerushalmi says that we're osid litin es hadin for all of the pleasures of life that are the permissible ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided for us that we don't take advantage of. That's why it's good stuff. You know, if we don't take advantage of it, he says, we're osid litin es hadin because I want to give you pleasure. That's all he wanted. However, he understood, as the creator, the formula for human pleasure. And he understands as follows. Pleasure is not as pleasurable or is not really appreciated unless you earn it. If you don't earn it, I don't really deserve it. I'm embarrassed. You know, imagine two people are honored at the yeshiva dinner. Okay? One guy spent his life giving every moment of his day and night and all of his money and everything just to build this moisid. He's a hero, and he's getting honored. The same night, the same honor is going to a guy who never lifted a finger, never gave a penny, but he has a couple of bucks, and they're hoping, you know, maybe after this honor, he'll cough up a little bit and write a check. This guy, standing next to this guy, he must feel like something. Embarrassed. What am I doing here? This guy worked, this guy earned, this guy deserved it. I'm a fraud. To tell him all these great things and I earned this honor, what honor? I don't deserve it. I have no shaykhus to it. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a system in order that we should appreciate the chesed that he does for us. There's a system to earn it. And he created a system where here are the mitzvahs. You can earn it. And how do you earn it? You earn it in the same way that you can appreciate it. How do you appreciate it? What's the greatest chesed? The greatest chesed is to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I earn that through the mitzvahs that I do. But I earn that through perfecting myself. And when I perfect myself, I'm able to appreciate that relationship with Hashem better for two reasons. Number one, I earned it. And number two, I'm godly. I'm more like Him. If I've developed chesed, if I've developed rachamim, if I've developed emes, if I've developed savlonus, and these are His midas, I can identify with Him. You can't make a shidduch of two people that have nothing in common. Well, some people say you can, you know, opposites attract, but I don't know if that works the best. But But no, we're like him. We're created in his image. We mold ourselves. We perfect ourselves. The Chazal say, "Lo nitna Torah mitzvahs ela letzarif ben esabriyos." The whole purpose of Torah and mitzvahs was to refine human character. So I become more godly. I become more godly. I become deserving of his kindness. And I can appreciate his kindness because the closeness to him is something that I can relate to, because I too am made of those character traits. I have perfected and refined myself to make myself a godly person. And this is his plan. The more you'll do to perfect yourself, the more you'll earn my kindness. The more schar you'll get. And by the way, the schar, the Gemara says, schar mitzvah b'hayal maleko. Schar for mitzvahs doesn't exist in this world. The Gemara only means that the ultimate schar can't be paid in this world because there isn't enough currency. There's not enough in this world of kindness with all the chesed that there is to pay a person enough to pay to reward him for all the mitzvahs that he does. But ultimately, there's plenty of schar in this world. It just doesn't do it justice. Schar mitzvah al malekum means the real reward. That's in the next world. That's in that kirvas elikim. That's in that closeness to Hashem. That's in that dveikus b'Hashem. That's in that unique connection and relationship with Hashem, which is eternal. It's an eternal relationship. And that's where the ultimate place of schar. But we have to earn it, to deserve it, to appreciate it, and to be able to live it, to be able to participate in it, because we have made ourselves into these godly people. Now, so what are his obligations to us? What does he want from us? I took you out of Mitzrayim, and Menas came p'tisichom eretz Mitzrayim, that you should serve me. Why? All I ask from you is that you serve me, so you should make yourself a better person, so I should be able to do more chesed for you. The responsibility, the obligation to do it is compelling. All he wants. He did so much for me. He does so much for me. He continues to do so much for me. The Chovas HaLevavos says that all of our Avidas Hashem is based on the appreciation of the chesed that he does for us. But he says, the Chovas HaLevavos is very interesting. He says that it's a big nesoyon. The Mefarshim explain. He says, because we have to be machnia ourselves. We have to allow ourselves to be a little humble, to appreciate that chesed. Because there's a balance. He does chesed, and I know it's all for my benefit, and I know all he wants me to do is to serve him so that I should improve myself and perfect myself, become a better person, become more worthy of the chesed, to appreciate the chesed more, become more godly so that I can enjoy that chesed more. That's all he wants, only for my good, for my good, for my good, for my good, in this world and the next. But I have to focus on that. And he says, I have to be machni. He says, the seichel is machayev. The seichel is machayev that you should respond and appreciate his chesed. But I have to make sure that I humble myself, because the ego wants to say, I don't owe anybody anything. I'm free. I don't want to be beholden. I don't want to owe anyone. That's why if I can't have simcha shel mitzvah, if I can't have simcha of Kabbalah so Malchus Shemaim, I can't appreciate Hashem's chesed, because I don't want to be beholden. The famous tzaddik from Yerushalayim, Rav Aryeh Levin, used to say if somebody hurt him, insulted him, baveled him in some way, he would stop and say, what toiva did I do for him recently that he has to treat me this way? In other words, I must have done something good for him, and he's trying to deny it because it's too painful to be beholden. So he has to, I become his enemy because I did good for him. This is the way we work. It's very difficult. And the only way to counter that, is to appreciate the simcha of Malchus Shemayim. Now, when I think that the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was only to be able to give us the opportunity to grow and perfect ourselves, give us the mitzvahs which are going to perfect ourselves, which are going to make us more worthy and more able to appreciate the chesed that Hashem is doing, how can I not be mekabel the Malchus Shemayim besimcha? All that he's doing is giving me opportunity. All that he's doing is assuring that I'm able to enjoy life and to receive his reward. And if I can feel that simcha, if I can feel what it means, the privilege. This is a privilege. This is not a burden. It's a burden to do what? To perfect myself, to be able to appreciate the chesed Hashem more. It's a privilege that I should be doing besimcha. I should be jumping at the opportunity to be able to serve Hashem like that, because it's all for my good. If that's the case, then I can now begin to appreciate, I can allow myself to appreciate all the chesed that he does for me. Because all of that chesed is not going to hurt me, because I'm not afraid anymore of his responsibilities. I feel these responsibilities are not 613 problems or burdens. I think they're 613 privileges. And I rejoice in that privilege. And when I rejoice in the privilege, I can allow myself to appreciate all of the blessings and all of the benefits and all of the chesed that Hashem does for myself, for the world, and continues to do ador v'ador emunoso, as the end of the pasuk there says. Just one more thought. The question is asked, actually, as a Tosfos Rid asked the question. I think it's a very important thought, because it deals with one more dimension of human existence, and that's suffering. You have to put that in perspective too. And Tosfos Rid asked the question, he says, we thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. If he wouldn't have put us in there, he wouldn't have to take us out. Shkoyach. You threw me in the dungeon, and now you come back next day and say, I'm your redeemer. I'm your savior. Oh, savior. You put me in here. So Tosfos Rid says an amazing thing. He says that Klal Yisrael stem from Terach. Uivdei Avodah Zorah. He says there's no way in the world, no matter what, that with our own schusim, in our own merit, we could merit Maimon Har Sinai. We could merit the Kabbalah Satorah. We could merit the privilege of Atob Chartonu Mikol HaAmim. Impossible. There's no schus that we could have that could elevate us from the descendants of Uivdei Avodah Zorah to be able to be Zeichet to Maimon Har Sinai. So he says, he put us in Mitzrayim. He made us suffer. And he has rachmonis on us because we suffered so much. And berachamim, with mercy, with rachmonis, he could now give us, we now become entitled to something that we never could have earned with schusim. We never could have earned bedin. So the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim was a hechitimtza for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow himself to feel such bitter pain and rachmonis and mercy and caring and suffering for our tzoras, that now with rachamim he elevates us to that atob chartonu mikolo amim to Maimon Har Sinai. So even the suffering of the world is all part of this divine plan to just to do us chesed. So if we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so infinitely committed to chesed for us, and even if we're not going to deserve such chesed, he will be mesabiv the sibas and turn the world upside down, and sometimes even with pain and difficulty, just to make sure that we could get those, that chesed, so that we have to have a passion and a simcha in the Malchus Shamayim. What a privilege it is to be a servant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest privilege. And when we have that privilege, now we can begin to allow ourselves to appreciate all of his kindness, because that doesn't disturb us, that doesn't phase us, that doesn't scare us, because it's all part of an extension of that appreciation of the privilege that we have. So I think that as we sit down to the Seder, we have that ability to reflect, what's this all about? This is, yes, it's a historical event, may avdus lecheru, slavery, freedom, but it's really about privilege. It's really about royalty. It's really about having been chosen by the Creator to put us into a situation where with Rachmonis he can elevate us and bring us to Har Sinai and bring us to Kabbalas HaTorah and give us the formula to live so that we can maximize to the fullest the opportunity, the ability to deserve, the ability to appreciate all of his kindness, which Olam Chesed Yibone, that's the tachlis of his whole creation.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.